Okay, folks, get ready for another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it's down home from the heart, honest music. Now, on this show, I'll play the biggest hits of country legends throughout the years, and many of those songs I play will be on 45 RPM records or albums. You're going to hear some amazing stuff, so time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Music. She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror, only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country, look at them boots. She's gone country, back to her roots. She's gone country, a new kind of suit. She's gone country, here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. Writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, here he comes. To L.A., but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on a rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. Yeah, he's gone country, a new kind of walk. He's gone country,
like to be in Charlie's shoes. That's what I always said. 'Cause he had you and everything tied with a golden thread. Then Charlie left and went away, and when I got the news, it wasn't long till I was walking round in Charlie's shoes. Now I'm wearing out the shoes that Charlie wore, walking back and forth across the floor. The troubles that drove him away, I've got for company. These nights in Charlie's shoes are killing me. The greener grass that turned my head so swiftly did turn brown. 'Cause every little dream I built, she's always tearing down. I never knew old Charlie's shoes could have so many tacks of disappointing sorrows, and I wish he had 'em back. 'Cause I'm wearing out the shoes that Charlie wore, walking back and forth across the floor. The troubles that drove him away, I've got for company. These nights in Charlie's shoes are killing me.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music. And for the next hour, I'm going to be playing some of the best classic country songs I can lay my hands on, some of which you'll recognize right off the bat, but some you may not. And they will all be big hit records. Now, halfway through the show, I will present a comedy break that'll put a smile on your face for sure. Then, during the second half of the show, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation will spotlight some of those artists lumped in what was described as outlaw country back in the 1970s. Should be a lot of fun. You just heard a number one hit record from a guy you don't hear on radio all that much anymore, Billy Walker, and his number one hit from 1962, Charlie's Shoes. Billy Walker was a Texas singer-songwriter who was very popular on our radios from the late 1950s through the 1980s, and he racked up a lot of hit records over that time. Billy Walker was also known as the Tall Texan. Sadly, he died in a car crash in 2006 at the age of 77. Off the set with Alan Jackson and his number one hit record from late 1994, Gone Country. Alan Jackson is one of those country artists who just keeps on turning out fantastic country hits. Now, I don't know about you, but I enjoy watching him perform on TV. I mean, he just looks like he's having a lot of fun.
WTBR.
Sweet Country Music.
Who doesn't know what I'm talking about? Who's never left home, who's never struck out to find a dream and a life of their own? A place in the clouds, a foundation of stone. Many precede and many will follow. A young girl's dream's no longer hollow. It takes the shape of a place out away. What it holds for her, she hasn't yet guessed. She needs wide open spaces, room to make a big mistake. She needs new faces. She knows the highest stakes. wide-eyed and grinning, she never tired. But now she won't be coming back with the rest. If these are life's lessons, she'll take this. Folks drive away, her dad yells, check the oil. Mom stares out the window and says, I'm leaving my girl. She said it didn't seem like that long ago when she stood there and let her own folks know she needed wide open spaces, room to make a big mistake.
Denim clothes she wore, but I knew she'd never been inside a bar before. And I felt like a peasant who just had met a queen, and she knew I saw right through her tight-fitting jeans. I asked her, what's a woman like you doing here? I see you're used to champagne, but I'll buy you a beer. She said, you've got me figured out, but I'm not what I seem. And for a dance, I'll tell you about these tight-fitting jeans. She said, I married money, I'm used to wearing pearls, but I've always dreamed of being just a good old boy's girl. So tonight I left those crystal candlelights to live a dream. And partner, there's a tiger in these tight-fitting jeans. We danced every dance, and Lord, the beer that we went through. I'm satisfied I did my best to make her dream come true. As she played out her fantasy before my eyes, it seemed a cowgirl came alive inside those tight-fitting jeans. In my mind, she's still a lady, that's all I'm gonna say. I knew that I'd been broken by the time we parted ways. And I know I held more woman than most eyes have ever seen. That night I knew a lady wearing tight-fitting jeans. Well, now she's back in her world, and I'm still stuck in mine. But I know she'll always remember the time. A cowboy once had a millionaire's dream. And Lord, I love that lady wearing tight-fitting jeans.
And I'll bet those jeans did not come with holes in the knees like some of today's designer jeans do. That's good old Conway Twitty and his number one hit record from 1971, Tight Fitting Jeans. It was the 26th number one hit record the Mississippi country music legend would have during his long musical career. Remember when you'd get holes in your jeans when you were kids, especially on the knees? Boy, I don't know about you, but my mom would get really upset about that. Now you can buy jeans complete with holes in the knees. Out of the set with a number one hit record for the Dixie Chicks in 1998, Wide Open Spaces. The song stayed at number one on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart for 4 weeks and won the Country Music Association 1999 Single of the Year.
Sweet country music.
By one summer day, flash those big brown eyes my way, and oh, I wanted you forevermore. I'm not one that gets around, swear my feet stuck to the ground, and though I never did need you before.
I said, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
Goodbye, heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew Mary Lou
that
we never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. I saw your lips, I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. Wild horses couldn't make me stay away. I thought about a moonlit night, arms around you couldn't tighten. That's all I need to see for me to say.
I said, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
Goodbye, heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew, Mary Lou,
that
we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
If life is like a candle bright, death must be the wind. You can close your window tight, and it still comes blowing in. So I will climb the highest hill and watch the rising sun, and I pray that I don't feel the chill till I'm too old to die young.
Let me watch my children grow to see what they become.
Oh Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young. Now I have had some dear sweet friends I thought would never die. Now the only thing that's left of them is the teardrops in my eyes. If I could have one wish today and know it would be done, well, I would say everyone could stay till they're too old to die young.
to see what they become.
Oh, Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young.
Let me watch my children grow to see what they become.
Oh, Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young.
I hope you're enjoying this edition of Sweet Country Music, and I thank you for tuning in. That's Mo Bandy and his number 6 hit from 1987, Till I'm Too Old to Die Young. Mo Bandy was hot on the record charts between 1974 and 1985, but before he became a country music star, Mo Bandy and his brother competed in rodeos all over Texas, bronco busting and bull riding. I open the set with the Statler Brothers and their remake of a Ricky Nelson hit record, Hello, Mary Lou, from 1985. Their version in 1985 landed at number 3 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart. The Ricky Nelson version made it to number 9 on the Billboard Top 40 chart back in 1961.
WTBR.
Sweet Country Music.
Twin Sin.
I just played a Statler Brothers remake of a 1961 Ricky Nelson hit, and I got to wondering, did Ricky Nelson have any country music hits? Well, it turns out he had 10. Here's two of them.
I used to play around with hearts, hasten at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh, yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool, oh yeah.
She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool. She cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool. The next day she was gone, and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool. Been waiting ever since I guess my baby's got another date. Stood up broken hearted again. I'll bet she's out having a ball, not even thinking of me at all. Stood up broken hearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find me somebody new. But baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up broken hearted again. Mm-hmm. Why must I always be the one left behind, never having any fun? Stood up, brokenhearted again. But I guess I'll go on being a fool, sitting around just waiting for you. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find me somebody new. But baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Stood up, brokenhearted again.
There you go, a twin spin from Ricky Nelson, and both songs were hit records on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart back in 1958. That was Stood Up, which landed at number 8 for Ricky Nelson in January of 1958. At the same time, it made it to number 2 on the pop charts. Up the set with Poor Little Fool from July of 1958. That song also made it to number 1 on the pop charts. Now, of course, those songs are considered oldies, but you got to remember, back then, Ricky Nelson was a teen idol on both country and top 40 radio stations, and he was on his parents' television show, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet.
WTBR.
Free country music.
Well, what do you know? I have time for one more song before the comedy break coming up that'll feature Jeff Foxworthy talking about drinking and driving and designated drivers. It's going to be good. Meanwhile, here's Tracy Lawrence with something he did in 1995.
You called me up from Amarillo, said you were coming to town. Thought I'd like to tell you hello. I'm driving no friend around. I pulled up to the airport, comfort and cool. But when you stepped off that plane, I knew I was your fool. My little Texas tornado, blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away again. You're lying with me in Atlanta, such a beautiful lie. You play me like a piano, I always let you get by. I know I'll go through hell, girl, when you find someone else. But right now I'm in heaven, and I can't help myself. My little Texas tornado, blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away.
You go, number one hit record for Tracy Lawrence back in 1995, Texas Tornado. The song is about a relationship that's not going all that well. The song was his sixth number one hit record on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart in the United States, and up in Canada, it was a number one hit record for him. Coming up next, gang, will be the Sweet Country Music Comedy Break, and this time featuring Jeff Foxworthy. And following that, the Sweet Country Music Feature Presentation will spotlight a couple of artists who are considered part of the outlaw country crowd, so popular back in the 1970s. Stick around, a lot more fun coming up on this edition of Sweet Country Music. I'm Larry Crackley, your host, and thank you for tuning in. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
Laugh track.
How many people designated drivers tonight? Three people. 2,000 people are staring at me like, why get drunk if you ain't gonna drive? That's half the fun of being plowed. See all those headlights coming at you trying to figure out which two's real ones. And I'm not making fun of this program. I think it's a great idea. You know, because anything is safer than the way we used to do it. Hey, dude, get up. Give us a ride home, man. Come on, what's that? We'll buy you a beer. Come on, what's that? The only problem with the designated driver program, it's not the world's most desirable job. Because if you think about it, basically you're babysitting people whose biggest ambition is to pee in the parking lot. But if you ever get talked into doing it, have fun with the group. Like at the end of the night, drop them off at the wrong damn house. Preferably in their boss's front yard or something. You can make money on them. Drunks will give you money for anything. What you do, cram as many of them as you can fit into your car. On the way home, stop at every gas station you come to. Get out, pretend like you're putting gas in the car, make them pay for a full dang tank. You make $400 or $500 in a 10-mile stretch. Dang, Bill, the mileage on this thing sucks. Too many of you know what I'm talking about. Just please don't drink and drive. It's not funny. And I've known it all my life. I was a kid. I was riding on the front seat of the car with my dad, and he had been drinking beer all day, and we got pulled over by the highway patrol. And the officer walked up to my dad's window, and he went, "Excuse me there, sir. Could I see your license, please?" "No, sir, I don't need a cold beer. I don't think you do either." "Mr. Foxworthy, do you know why I pulled you over, sir?" "Well, it concerns that vehicle you're pulling behind you." "No, sir, it's not against the law to tow a boat, but we do require you put it on a trailer." "Could you ask your friends to get out of the boat, please, sir?" "No, sir, I don't give a damn if the fish are biting. Could you ask your friends to get out of the boat?" "Hey, you dropped your skier about a mile back there." So please don't drink and drive. Don't drink and hunt either. I've got a lot of relatives good at that. A few years ago, my Uncle Jack shot my cousin Ricky. Said he thought he was a deer. Poor old Rick just backing the car out of the driveway. That's what you get for driving a brown car with a white license plate and a luggage rack. Those luggage racks look just like antlers from a bathroom window. They really do. Women don't like anything from a taxidermist. Think about that. You never see deer heads in dress shops. But there's a balance here, because if there weren't women, there'd be a lot of guys with apartments full of dead stuffed animals. just showing them off to each other. Come on in here, George. Look at these. Right there's a white-tailed deer, a mallard duck, and a Siamese cat. Had run off the road to hit him. They're quick.
Country music.
Time now for the Sweet Country Music feature presentation. And this time I'm going to play some songs from country artists considered to be at the heart of outlaw country in the 1970s. Now, what is outlaw country? Well, generally it was about folks who opposed law enforcement. Some songs concentrated on lifestyles of criminals. The outlaw country movement actually began when some performers and songwriters reacted to what they considered the slick Nashville sound. Now, in this case, artists who had total control of what they recorded is what you're going to hear. So, allow me to kick off this outlaw country set with one of the kings of outlaw country. Here's Waylon Jennings.
Bessie was a lovely child from West Tennessee. Leroy was an outlaw, hard-eyed and mean. One day she saw him staring and it chilled her to the bone. And she knew she had to see that look on a child of her own. Cause ladies love outlaws like babies love stray dogs. Ladies touch babies like a banker touches gold. Outlaws touch ladies somewhere deep down in their soul. Linda was a lady, blonde and built to last. Billy was a no-good guitar picker running from his past. She heard all his songs telling nothing but bad news. But she made her mind up to try to get him, win or lose.
Ladies love outlaws
like babies love stray dogs.
Ladies touch babies like a banker touches gold.
Outlaws touch ladies somewhere deep down in their soul. Jesse liked Cadillacs and diamonds on her hand. Waymore had a reputation as a ladies' man. Late one night, her light of love finally gave a sign. Jesse parked her Cadillac and took her place in line.
Cause ladies love outlaws
like babies love stray dogs.
Ladies touch babies like a banker touches gold.
Outlaws touch ladies somewhere deep down in their soul.
Ladies love outlaws
like babies love a bunch of stray dogs.
Ladies touch babies like a banker touches gold.
Outlaws touch ladies somewhere deep down in their
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide.
where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound, but I am still around. I'll always be around, around, and around, and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be a single drop of rain, but I will remain. I'll be back again and again and again and again and again and again.
Now there's a couple of songs considered to be the best of the best representing something called outlaw country. That song is certainly a classic with four legends of country music on that song. Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, and Waylon Jennings singing Highwayman. The song itself is about the soul of a man going through different incarnations. Now, I've played that song before, but it deserves another spin on the old turntables. I'm going to start with Waylon Jennings and a song he did back in 1972 called Ladies Love Outlaws. The song was from his 1972 album of the same name.
Sweet country music.
I remember the palm trees swaying, across the river the sweet music playing, down on the Rio Grande. Out on levee with the full moon above me, my Mexican lady, Lord how she loved me, down on the Rio Grande. Laughing and singing in the warm night air, loving that woman with the raven hair. We were down on the Rio Grande, strolling with my lover hand in hand. Lord, I'd give anything to be down on the Rio Grande. Highways and wide open spaces, children smile with their sunburnt faces, down on the Rio Grande. All the love that my lady was giving was the sweetest part of living, down on the Rio Grande. Rio Grande, rolling with my lover, hand. give anything to be down on the Rio Grande.
A Canadian gal by the name of Terry Clark and her number one hit record from 2004, Girls Lie Too. Now, just to clear things up, Terry Clark is not related to Roy Clark at all. She's from Canada and moved to Nashville in 1987 to seek her dream of becoming a country music star. And she did just that. In fact, she was inducted into the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame in 2018. Out on the set with Johnny Rodriguez and something he did back in 1978 called Down on the Rio Grande. The Rio Grande is actually located in the southernmost tip of South Texas with a portion of it in Mexico. The Rio Grande has been the subject of many songs and even movies over the years.
Sweet country music.
The bridge washed out and I can't swim, and my baby's on the other side. When I woke this morning, the rain was a pouring down. I was gonna wed a little river girl just over the bridge across town. Now I'm a running up and down the river, and my nerves are driving me wild, 'cause the bridge washed out and I can't swim, and my baby's on the other side. Rain, oh rain, stop a falling. Dark clouds hurry from the sky. The preacher and my bride's waiting, and my wedding bells are starting to chime. I can't kiss and hold her, and it's driving me out of my mind, 'cause the bridge washed out and I can't swim, and my baby's on the other side. I got 1 foot in the water, but 1 foot solid on the ground. I try to swim that raging old river, but I know if I try, I'll drown. There's not a boat around me, they've all gone out with the tide, and the bridge washed out, and I can't swim, and my baby's on the other side. Rain, oh rain, stop falling. Dark clouds hurry from the sky. The preacher and the bride's a-waiting, and my wedding bells are starting to chime. I can't kiss and hold her, and it's driving me out of my mind, 'cause the bridge washed out and I can't swim, and my baby's on the other side. Yeah, the bridge washed out and I can't swim, and my baby's on the other side.
Put him out like the burning end of a midnight cigarette. She broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough, get her off his mind, until the night he put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger, and finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. Found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I'll love her till I die. And when we buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la. Get up off her knees.
La 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 la.
Kind of a tragic song that I've been meaning to play for quite a while, actually. It was recommended to me from a listener in Seagoville, Texas, and I kind of forgot about it. I have to write everything down. But that was Alison Krauss and Brad Paisley with their number three duet from 2004, Whiskey Lullaby. The song stayed at number three on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart for three solid weeks. In fact, the acoustic ballad won the Country Music Association Song of the Year Award in 2005. So I'm sending that song out to Tommy from Seagoville, Texas. Thanks, Tom, for that suggestion. I opened the set with a Nashville, Tennessee singer-songwriter who was very popular back in the 60s and 70s. Warner Mack and his number one hit record from the summer of 1965, The Bridge Washed Out. Now get this. In 2020, Warner Mack announced to the country music world that he was releasing his first new album in 34 years at the age of 82. Well, the album is called Better Than Ever, and it sounds pretty darn good. Well, that wraps it up for another edition of Sweet Country Music. I hope you really enjoyed it, especially Tommy out in Seagoville, Texas. That's a suburb of Dallas, just in case you were wondering. Had a chance to play some outlaw stuff. Waylon Jennings and a song about how ladies love outlaws. Maybe I'm in the wrong business. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sweet Country Music. I'm Larry Kratzer, your host, and I'll be talking to you next time on this amazing radio station.